All right, Craig, thank you. 4:06 on the Central Coast. It is Tuesday, January 14th, 2020. I'm Dave Congleton. Welcome back. Thanks again to James Sweetwater. Hope you'll stick around during the 5 o'clock hour. Last week, we had some representatives from Morro Bay. No, not, sorry. Try that again. We had representatives of Monterey Bay Community Power explaining this whole thing about community choice. Richard Schmidt is going to be here. He has a different perspective. So we'll hear from Richard. We'll hear from you. And then at 6:05, Jennifer Stover joins us. Let's talk about breastfeeding and the single mother and what Jennifer argues are the economic, racial, and cultural biases against these mothers. It is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. This hour, always good to have our restaurant critics in studio. That means we are joined by Kathy Marks-Hardesty. Her Facebook page is Central Coast Critic. She also writes for the Santa Maria Times. Terry Bayes is the host of the ever-popular Taste Buds. Ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Nice to see you both.
Same here.
You're smiling. You must have had good meals today.
You know, I'm starving. I haven't eaten yet today, but I have plans for after.
You haven't eaten today?
I haven't. It's been the most ridiculous day.
Where are you going to go for dinner?
We're going to Somerset, which is in the new hotel in Pismo of Esperon Ocean.
Have you been?
I have been there a lot. They have a very, very exciting dessert menu, so I get dragged there quite often.
All right, well, we'll come back to that. I want to underscore the fact that January is restaurant month.
Yes.
It's a big deal. This is Kathy. What's restaurant month?
Well, restaurant month is when quite a few of our local restaurants offer a three-course meal for $30, although the higher-end restaurants tend to be more like $40. Okay. Some, like Oasis and Pismo, they aren't charging a corkage charge if you bring your own wine, and they have a $30 menu.
Now, is that the Oasis that used to be in San Luis?
Do they close in San Luis?
I don't know.
I think it is them because
you're the restaurant
wife.
Critic.
Well, yeah, the wife was there, and she told us.
Okay. So the Oasis that used to be on Higuera,
yes,
in downtown,
now it's
is
on
now
Price.
In Pismo.
Okay.
On Price Street.
All right. So business is typically off at restaurants from New Year's to Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So that's the that's
actually
the way of
I believe
in.
It ends January 30th.
Yeah, but I mean that's one of the reasons why they have these deals, right? To get people to come in.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's slow right after the Christmas holidays.
Exactly.
Yeah, and plus, a lot of the higher-end restaurants, a lot of people will say it's a barrier to entry to go there because they're afraid of the price. I mean, you used to do that, too.
I still do that. I'm sorry.
But now you're going out to nicer places. So this is a way to kind of try the nicer places and know it's a fixed amount of money.
Let me just jump in. I don't want to send the wrong impression. I had two nice dinner experiences.
That we didn't have to prod you into.
And I am maxed out for the pay period. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
More on that later.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is true.
All right.
That's why I bring Mr. Bayes.
So here's a chance to go out and sample restaurants you might normally have not gone to.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, for example, Thomas Hill Organics right now has one of the best chefs, I think, in the whole area. He's just knocking it out of the park. And you can go there and know that for two people, you're only going to spend $80. And you get to try one of the best chefs, I think, in the world right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had his food, too. It was amazing.
So check individual restaurants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see
you,
what their deals are.
Yeah.
Because they're all very different.
Yeah.
It used to be three courses, $30.
Right.
It used to be. For 30 days, three courses, $30. But now some of the higher ends are going $40, and then they, you know, some it's a prefix meal, some of it's, you know, like Spoon Trade, you get to choose from several of their things. So, and theirs is at $30. So.
Yeah, which is nice.
Yeah.
Considering the quality.
All right, my head is spinning with all these new restaurants.
I know, there's so many.
I cannot keep up.
I can't tell you how maxed out my budget is on.
But it seems like the new decade, new beginnings, particularly in San Luis Pismo, there's a whole new wave of upscale restaurants.
Yeah, totally upscale and worth every cent of it. I mean, none of them disappointed. I was waiting for one of them to fail. But
well, let's back up to Somerset Grill.
Yeah, Somerset Grill is in the new hotel, which is called the Spur on Ocean, which is actually on Hines Street, but it's at the ocean in Pismo Beach.
Right there at the pier.
Mm-hmm. It's a Marriott hotel, so it's a Marriott boutique hotel. So they've got the whole Marriott kind of service behind it, and you walk in and it's just stunning. You can't believe this is a Pismo Beach hotel. And they have this beautiful bar and then this beautiful restaurant and an open kitchen and more people there to serve you than you could ever need. And then outside, there's a little courtyard and then the beach, but they keep the fire pits open. So when you're done, you just take your bottle of wine and you go and sit out there by the fire. And then there's an outdoor bar by the pool that's open till like 9 o'clock.
Yeah, but you know, a friend of mine was there and she said, from the bar, you can't see the ocean.
No, you can't. I think that was a funny.
It was kind of a lame setup. I know.
90 degrees and you would have been fine. But but the food, I mean, this chef is a rock star chef. He's handsome to look at. And he's just doing things that just blow your mind. I mean, everything. I spent my birthday there. So that's, yeah. I will tell you, because I only go to really sure things on your birthday. But he does a tuna tartare that I just think is one of the best around. I really liked his steak. He had a ribeye steak on there. I mean, simple things like succotash, and he does a
loaded
a loaded baked potato, which is in the old, like he sticks, he has a wood oven. So he sticks the potatoes inside the coals and let them do, that's like when you were a Girl Scout. But my favorite thing in there is the salmon toast points. And it's just the simple way that the French do it. It's smoked salmon and you have like breaded, toasted, little toast points. And then there's, hard boiled eggs, yolk and the whites separated, capers, onions, lemon and cream fraiche. And so you just put this all together and put it in your mouth and it's perfection.
Have you been, Kathy?
Yes, I have.
And?
I didn't like it.
No! Oh.
I didn't.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why I bring them on again.
We don't agree on anything.
No. Well, here's what happened. I went there, and we saw our good friends Ricky and Lane. They're both winemakers, and we sat with them. It was really fun. But I ordered an heirloom tomato salad with side of salmon. They do that, like $7, which wasn't bad.
Right.
I get the salad. It's 90% lettuce. One little green heirloom tomato, nothing like the picture online that they showed of that salad, which was full of tomatoes. And then the salmon was not very good. Or we didn't like it. Dan had salmon, too, because he always does.
Did Dan agree?
Yeah, and so did Lane and Ricky. They didn't care for it either.
So is it the one time?
I went on New Year's Day. Okay. We took a nice walk on the beach, and then we ended up there deliberately. Yeah, let's just go get a glass of wine and a nice appetizer. So we sit at the bar. He's really slow. The guy's like new to the job. And then when he finally comes to us, he's nice. So we've kind of forgiven about it. And then I said, I'd like to see a menu. And he said, oh, you can't order here.
Yeah, you can't order at the bar. Well, you can have the charcuterie plate
there.
No,
just that day.
Oh.
They said they were busier than they expected to be on New Year's Day. And so the kitchen, they said, is an hour behind and getting food out to the tables. So they're not taking orders from the bar. I couldn't believe
they are new.
Yeah. Okay. That was definitely a sign of not
being. So you've been there once. How many times?
No, that was twice.
Oh, twice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've probably been there six times.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, you know, I'm going to wait and give it another
chance. Because I love seeing, like, for dinner, I love doing the fire pits afterwards, and I love the menu's very kind of, it's kind of fancy, but not. It's like simple food, but it's a little fancied up.
Yeah.
And then during the day, you sit out there in the sun and watch the ocean, and it's,
I do like that atmosphere, and it doesn't feel like a touristy place, even though there were plenty, you know.
Yeah.
All right, we've got Terry Bass and Kathy Marks Hardesty here giving us the reviews on the new restaurants in town, and reminding you that January is restaurant month. We'll come back and chat some more. I'm Dave Congleton on AM 920 FM and 86.5 News Talk KVEC. .418 on Hometown Radio as we talk about what's happening with all these new restaurants in town. Terry Bass is here from Taste Buds. Kathy Marks Hardesty has Central Coast Critic on Facebook. She also writes for the Santa Maria Times. They have a split decision on split decision. What is this? Siskel and Ebert.
Thumbs up and thumbs down.
Yeah. But let's talk about what we all agree on. Ox and Anchor.
Yeah.
Or Anchor and Ox.
Absolutely.
Ox and Anchor.
Excellent.
In the Hotel Slow.
Hotel Slow, yeah.
All right.
We ate there on Friday night. And then one time before, sometime during the Christmas thingy when they first opened.
I ate there once, and I'm dying to get back.
Kathy,
it was so good. I had the prime New York steak, a 12-ounce steak for $42, and it's you get one choice of sauce. So we bought Brussels sprouts as a side. They gave you a generous plate for only $10 with bacon in it and everything. So that was not bad. Dan had salmon with a little lentil stew.
I had the salmon. It was
I saw that. Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah. Terry?
So there was a group of four of us, so we ordered and just shared everything. We started with the baked Alaska, which is quite impressive, and everybody should try that. They bring it out, they catch it on fire, they throw cinnamon on it, and it goes even higher flames. And then it's kind of a s'more kind of flavor inside. And then we had the tuna carpaccio, we had the tri-tip egg rolls, which I was like, they were delicious.
Wow.
And then we had the tomato soup with an lobster arancini ball in it, but we weren't that impressed with
the
soup.
I don't like arancini.
Yeah. And then we did crispy duck, the same steak as you, and the swordfish.
Uh-huh.
And I got all four sauces.
it's mostly a steakhouse. Is that fair to say?
It's mostly steak and high-end fish house.
That's the way
yeah.
it comes across to me.
Yeah.
We went with another couple. We went at 6:15, the place, Saturday night. The place was about a third full. When we left at 8:15, every table was taken.
Yeah.
It was busy. And I thought, this is kind of like eating in a big city.
Yeah.
The atmosphere, the
exactly.
ambiance.
Yeah. Our waitress was just a rock star because I like to throw lots of weird things at him, and she was so good. Her name was Alexis. And we were teasing her about, does she want to change her name now?
We had four different people taking care of our table.
Yeah.
And the manager was coming. Everybody's coming by. My only thing about them is that I wish they had more non-steak options because I don't eat red meat that much anymore.
Well, they had a pork chop on there.
Yeah,
the crispy duck was to die for. And ever since Thailand, I'm not a fan of American duck. This was good.
And my steak was tender and delicious, not too fatty.
No, the food was outstanding. There were four of us. We all agreed that the food, we all were very pleased with our food.
Yes.
And then we brought, this is funny, we did a Rick and Lane thing on accident. We bought a bottle of Lumen wine, and then they waived the corkage because then we bought one of Ricky's Labyrinth. So we had a Rick and Lane.
Now, how does this compare with the other restaurant at the hotel?
You know, the funny thing is, yesterday I ate at Piadina, which is the smaller restaurant, the kind of the everyday restaurant there. And I almost like it better. I've eaten at Piadina probably four times. And yesterday I had a prosciutto wrapped shrimp on a pasta with the Calabrina chili, and it was just so good. And then we also had it's a tuna.
They call it tartare.
Yeah, they call it tartare, but it's
not.
But
that's steak to me, you know.
Right.
Traditionally.
Well, but it's in this beautiful sauce, and then it's got pickled peppers, carrots, jalapenos, caper berries, homemade chips.
And compressed watermelon. Oh, that was fabulous.
Oh, my gosh. So you have all of that fish and hot together, and then you throw that watermelon in, and you're good.
To me, that dish was more Asian than it was American.
Can both restaurants survive?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then yesterday, I made them give me a tour of the hotel, and they're doing a rooftop bar restaurant up there. And they're doing a cook's, they're building a cook's garden up there, so the cooks will be able to get all their stuff locally sourced right up above them. And then it's going to be like a poo-poo platter type of things out there. But it's stunning.
You know, my only concern with a top chef like they have is they've got to keep him happy. Or he will move on.
I saw that.
That has happened so many times.
And how do they keep them happy, Kathy?
I don't know. You know, most of them say they don't like it here. It's too slow. Yeah. You know, not enough business.
They're not busy every
night. They
want
things to be hopping.
You got to be busy every
night. Yes, yeah.
And the only place I know like that is Giuseppe's in San Luis.
I know.
Or Jocko's.
Or Pismo. Or Jocko's, I know. There's a dichotomy there.
Every night, there's a line waiting to get into Jocko's.
Yeah, even if you have reservations, you wait an hour.
Tribune has an article about the new place opening next to Giuseppe's. I don't know if you saw it. It's going to be an upscale pub.
No, I haven't seen that.
It's not exactly a chain, but he's got like three others that he's already opened.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah.
And they're not really going for the college crowd. because their price point's going to be higher.
Oh, really?
So, I mean, that part of town, Lordy, all the restaurants in right. that immediate area.
Yeah.
That's going to be something.
Yeah, there's a lot to do
I know,
there.
I know. And I'm always surprised nothing has filled the spot where Giuseppe's was on Monterey, that first spot.
Well, there's no parking.
That's why.
There's no parking. They try. The upscale Chinese place.
Oh, P.F. Chang's.
Yeah, was thinking of coming in.
Really?
But there's no parking.
That. Right. Yeah, there's nowhere to park anybody. So
that's too bad.
I don't know what's going to happen there.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we like? Where else have you been?
The new chef at Thomas Hill Organics, I think, is just phenomenal.
Up in Paso.
Yeah, really good. And then there's a strange new sandwich shop in Grover Beach that I'm not sure how I feel about yet, but I'm kind of like that when you make a weird nose with the dog. It's a sandwich shop called Fuego, and they have 5 items in one side on the menu and Mexican Coke, and that's it.
Mexican
where
Coke?
Where is it? At what location?
Where Grand Deli used to be.
Oh.
Right there by the right next to Grover Toronto.
Oh, okay. I know what you mean.
The sandwich was good, but I was like, what, 5 items? Really? That's it? So it'll be interesting to see.
Can I make a public statement and you won't come over the table and choke me?
Yeah. No.
Yesterday I had lunch at Flagship.
Oh, my gosh.
It wasn't my choice.
And?
Yeah.
I thought it was okay.
It's a mixed bag.
Did you use your flag?
Yes,
did you use your flag? Did it feel satisfying?
I had a strawberry salad. The motif is, but, here's the deal.
It's got.
And I hadn't gone there because of the two of you.
Right.
But I had a meeting. I said, where do you want to go? Let's just go to flag. Okay, fine. That view.
I know.
Okay?
You know what I want to do?
I hadn't been there since steamers.
I know.
But I'm looking at that view. It was a salad. It was fine.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go back for dinner.
Right.
But for a lunch place in the wintertime, the service was fine.
Yeah, I guess. I want to do a list of the 20 worst places to eat with the view. I swear, I can name you 10 restaurants right now that I wouldn't eat at that have the best views in the world.
What other ones locally other than Flagship?
In at Morro Bay.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, you mean you'd put that on that list?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Steamers or not steamers. Custom House.
Who?
Custom House. Yeah.
Beautiful view.
Yeah.
Food is, where else?
And Old Port Inn closed. I didn't like his food.
I didn't like his food either.
We should talk about that for a minute before the news break.
Okay.
I mean, that was legendary. It had been here for years.
Well, somebody who knows him said he was quite ill and he couldn't work.
Right.
And so that's why he wasn't showing up, and he even would skip the Avila Farmers Market on Friday nights, which is where his moneymaker was.
You can't do that.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, part of the problem is that restaurant is not, you know, it's got its own unique set of problems with it sitting over the water, and all of that stuff needed to be fixed up underneath the pier there that takes all of the garbage from the restaurant and all the way down the pier. And it was a huge, huge, huge investment to do. And he couldn't do it. And that, you know, the harbor's real quick to just say, okay, bye, and put someone else in there.
And so somebody else will go in there?
Eventually.
Given that location?
Like when Pete's Pierside went down, it took 2 years. We're walking by for 2 years going, is anything? And now we have Mercy there.
Is that any good?
Yeah.
It's got great drinks and a great view.
All right.
I know, yeah. I'm not big on it either.
It's restaurant month. We've got Terry Bayes and Kathy Marks-Hardesty back at Hometown Radio. Let's check in with news and traffic and weather. We'll continue our conversation and welcome your phone calls as well. I'm Dave Congleton. We're live. We're local. Good to be with you this afternoon. This is Hometown Radio. We're doing the 5 o'clock hour. Richard Schmidt joins us to continue the conversation about community choice energy. He has a slightly different perspective than what you heard last week. We're back with our resident restaurant critics, Terry Bayes, hosts the TV show Taste Buds, Kathy Marks-Hardesty, has Central Coast Critic on Facebook. She also writes for the Santa Maria Times. Let's go to Mark Indopomo on KVEC. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Dave, and Hi. Hello to your guests.
Hi. Hi, Mark.
Hi. Well, I'll be participating in the restaurant with myself and my friends and family. And one of your guests mentioned Jocko's and the relatively normal comment of how long you wait. But I don't know how long it's been since you've been to Jocko's.
Ages for me.
Yeah. It's been quite a while. I only go for lunch now because there's not a line at lunch. And you get the same steak.
Well, you need to go back. I'll tell you, I've been going there for almost 30 years now.
Wow.
And, you know, the restaurant now is, I believe it's more professionally run, and that doesn't take away anything from the reputation. But it has changed enough things. Ed, the manager down there, has done some incredible smart moves. Like now you can have full dinner service in the bar, which adds tables.
They'll give you a fork in the bar?
Yes,
they used to never do that.
That could be dangerous.
Right. Well, the last time you were there as a restaurant critic, they weren't even doing that. So what I'm saying is, come down and see our restaurant down there again. See how long you wait. You know, don't tell them you're coming. And see what you find out. Because it's the same but different.
All right. And, well, I always just ask to eat in the breezeway, and you never have to wait.
Yeah, but that's not the dinner experience that you're trying to get to represent a restaurant to somebody who reads a column on restaurants.
Yeah.
Right? You need to have a full dinner service, not just check out what the food is.
Have the whole Jocko's experience.
Yeah, not the... I love the breezeway floor show of food out, food in, all that stuff, right? I've met some fantastic people back there reading accents. But,
Nope. You broke up, Mark. Sorry. Thanks for the call. Off the Stahlberg Law KVC text line, listener says, Oxen Anchor gets their steaks from Omaha. They're corn-fed 1,700 miles away. They could get grass-fed steaks here locally. Is that true?
Yeah. And I agree. When she first said corn-fed, we all the table looked at us like, okay, we are officially beef snobs now. So we want Hearst Ranch grass-fed.
Well, at Farmhouse, you can get grass-fed.
Yeah.
And the hamburgers and the steaks.
Let's remind, well, let me first invite people to join in the conversation. Okay. 805-543-8830. 800-549-5832. Have you been out dining lately? What was your experience like? Do you have something positive to share, something negative to share? We welcome those calls. 805-543-8830. 800-549-5832. As I recall, you're both big on Farmhouse?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Very much so. I was there yesterday for lunch. Had a fantastic salmon on a little, like, a stew.
You're single-handedly
dish.
Keeping the salmon industry alive.
I know. My husband, especially.
And this is the place right across from the airport.
Yes, it is.
It's fantastic.
It really is. Now, I found out they're open for brunch on Sundays only, but they're only open for dinner on Friday and Saturday now. Thursdays were very slow. It wasn't worth his while in keeping it open.
Yeah.
But, you know, that could change.
Alan's in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Alan.
Yeah, hey, Dave. Hey, ladies.
Hey.
Hi.
Had friends in from out of town, and somebody actually decided that we would try a restaurant that they looked at reviews. It was Frankie and Lola's in Morro Bay.
I'm familiar.
Yeah.
Me
so
too.
So we sat out on the patio, and the service was very good. And we all had breakfast, and we all enjoyed it.
Did you do that stuffed French toast? That's fantastic there.
Yeah, none of us tried that. I had an omelet, and I like their, well, they call them skillet potatoes, nice and crispy.
Yeah. I have nothing but good things to say about that. My problem is that the French Bakery is next door, which is my favorite place in the world to eat, so always forgo that.
The French Bakery.
Yeah, there's a French bakery called La Priaison that's right next to Frank and Lola's, and it's just, it's so French. There's a French chef back there yelling at you. So if you know French, you're insulted the whole time.
Yes, that's right.
And yeah. Where in Morro Bay?
By the stacks.
Okay.
Yeah. And so Deborah makes, you know, she makes French country breakfast sandwiches. And I start to go to Frankie and Lola's and my foot just goes the other way.
And so, Alan, you drove all the way out to Morro Bay for breakfast.
Yeah. Well, we had a friend from out of town, and he was the one who looked it up online. And he's had heart issues lately, so he has to be careful of his menu, and he saw something on there that looked like that would work for him. We said, why not? Let's go out there.
Plus, you have the cute little otters across the street to go look at.
There you go.
I love those otters.
Alan, thank you. 805-543-8830, 800-549-5832, off the Stolberg Law text line. You know anything about Don Q and Atascadero? Ever hear of it?
No.
Mm-mm.
Someone's saying it's amazing.
Hmm.
Mary's on KVEC. Hi, Mary.
Hi there. I was just getting ready to feed the dogs.
Okay. Well, feed us first.
Hey. No, I will. Well, hey, I just was curious. What have you guys been to the Hatch in Paso?
Yes. I haven't since the chef from Cayucas,
since Corey Bedwell went there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I haven't. It's fantastic.
The Hatch.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll have to tell you about our experience.
Okay.
I'm in my mid-60s.
Okay.
So I have a friend that comes over. Neither one of us eat out very often, so it's always a treat. And she's from the Valley, so we usually try new restaurants. So we tried to get into the Hatch a couple weekends, and she came over, and so we made a reservation, so we go down there. And we get in there, and we get seated. We order our drinks. It took about 20 minutes to get our drinks. It was very busy. There were some empty tables. So we get the menu, and I look down, and there's like eight entrees. That's it.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, I'm not a fish eater. The special that night was chicken. I eat a lot of chicken, so I wasn't in the mood. They had meatloaf, which I love meatloaf, but it said, like, ketchup. And I went, I don't know. I ended up ordering the Flatiron. We ordered a couple drinks. They were very good. But what I didn't like about it was they played rock music, 70s rock music, which I love. I mean, I'm a baby boomer. But it was so loud. And then you have 100 people that were trying to talk over it. It was deafening.
Yeah.
And then about three times during the meal, there was a huge table in the back, and I don't know if it was something that the restaurant did or these people, but about three times in unison, it sounded like they were getting their spoons and just rapidly hitting the table. And it was like, what the heck?
Mary, will you go back to the Hatch?
The food was excellent. My Flatiron was excellent, but no, I was expecting kind of a nice, relaxing dinner.
Yeah, and I believe it's only open for dinner. Is that right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Isn't it becoming harder and harder to find a place that's not noisy?
Yeah.
Isn't that a...
It's the number one complaint.
That one was exceptionally noisy.
Yeah.
Mary, thanks for calling. Go feed the dog.
I mean, even Ox and Anchor are still having sound problems. It was too loud in there.
It was very noisy.
One issue I'll speak of is that I don't mind a small menu. I like chefs that, same thing at Farmhouse. People say, that's all you have? Mm. Well, he's putting his best into all those dishes that he makes.
Yeah.
So that's what you want. You don't want a menu so big they can't even keep it in, all stocked up.
All right, Mary, thank you. Let's talk to Bob on KVEC. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Dave. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
I'd like to second the vote on that little Le Parisien bakery cafe in Morro Bay.
Yeah.
Been there a couple different times, and the sandwiches you were talking about, the breakfast sandwiches, one of the nice things is that I think they're available the entire time they're open. It's not a limited time menu.
I can't believe I know this, but at 4 o'clock she turns off the oven to let it cool down because the baker comes in at midnight. So only from right. 4 to 5 you can't have the hot sandwiches.
But
it's a sickness.
One of you was talking so much about the salmon.
They
do a breakfast sandwich with scrambled eggs and smoked salmon on a croissant.
It's so good.
Oh yeah.
My favorite right now is Piadina's smoked salmon pizza with caviar.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
That's good, too. But, I mean, Deb's doing some amazing things. Her French onion soup is, like, just legendary, and it's not expensive. Every time we go there, we order stuff from the case, and then we order 5 or 6 things from the restaurant or from the bag. And then at the end, I expect this huge bill, and it's like, that'll be $23. I'm like, it has to be more than that. You have to charge more. She's
so
like, no.
So is it a restaurant or a bakery or both?
Both. And so what
I wouldn't really call it a restaurant.
It's fast casual.
It's more of a bakery with seating.
Yeah. And so she's got a little whiteboard up there, and so she does just French type of things, and it's just simple and perfect. Anyway, I'm a fan.
All right.
Basically, you walk in and order, and there's a handful of tables, and you can go outside and sit down and look at the water or whatever. But the food, very well done.
Yeah.
All right. Glad you called, Bob. Thank you. 805-543-8830. 800-549-5832. We're talking restaurants with Kathy Marks Hardesty and Terry Baez. Kirk is in Paso on KVEC. Hi, Kirk.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Great.
Good.
Thank you.
I was wondering if either of the ladies had tried the new, I'm going to say this wrong, Le Petit Canai in Paso Robles?
I have not. I've just heard about it recently.
Oh, it's a French place up there. No, I haven't tried it yet.
And I heard it was in the New York Times.
Yeah, I'm dying to get up there.
What do you know about it, Kirk? What do you know?
One trip was very happy with it. I think the chef, don't quote me, from Vegas. I think his family, some family members, La Ventura Winery, so he comes fairly well known. The one experience we had was fantastic. I'm excited to go back, but I was just curious what their opinion is going to be. So,
where is it? Where is it located?
It's 1215 Spring Street. So it's the if you know anything about Paso, it's the old Muddy Springs Tavern. That dates me.
Yeah.
So
I don't know where that is. Where is it in relationship to the park?
Right. It's basically right across the street from Spartans, the park on Spring Street. So if you're at the Paso Robles Inn and you go north about a half a block, it's right there on Spring Street.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just curious if they had tried it. It's getting pretty good marks and reviews from some of the locals, but I've only been one time, so I was interested in their opinion.
It is on my list. I love Jeffrey's Barbecue up in Paso Robles.
I do, too.
It's
very good.
So good.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kirk, thank you. Julie is in Morro Bay. Hi, Julie.
Hi, what a great lead-in, ladies. That's perfect. That's exactly what I wanted to mention is Jeffrey's.
Yay.
Oh, yeah.
The timing of the
crime. I know, yeah.
I know.
Why do you like Jeffrey's, Julie?
You know, we wandered in. When my friend is friends with him and knew him when he was doing his catering business, which he still does, I guess, selectly on the side. But when we went, the burger just looks so good. And you mentioned burgers earlier, too. And I thought, this is the most phenomenal burger I've ever had.
Yeah,
between the horseradishy sauce and the pickled red onions and everything. That was tremendous. And he came out and was chatting with us a little and said it actually won Best Burger Award and something that they had put together. So, yes.
And he's won the mac and cheese festival. His mac and cheese is amazing. The Cipino Festival. Yeah. He's pretty award-winning.
Yeah. Very talented.
Great.
Yeah. All right, Julie, thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
At the Cipino and Pino event in Paso Robles, actually it's in Templeton, I tasted his, and I went back three different times after tasting others to see, do I still think it's the best? It was.
Yeah.
There was no doubt about it.
Before I take the break, what about these food delivery services?
Oh, yeah. So
I don't use them myself.
I do, and I only use Restaurants to You. So that's an established business that's been here probably 20 to 30 years. I'm not sure Brian will call and fix us. But what he does is he makes deals with local restaurants, and he goes and picks up there and brings it to you, and the charge is only $6. It's the same price as if you went there. So if you really don't want to put on your makeup, he'll go and get it for you. And he comes right to the door. If he's late, he takes care of you. So what I'd have him do is, like, whenever I'm sick and on the tail end, you know, when you're finally better and you want a meal, it's always, I want the roses. I want Rose's bread and their Italian butter.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
So I wanted that, but then Gary wanted mac and cheese from Ada's. So they were so kind as they went over to Rose's and got half of the order, and then they walked across the street to Ada's and got the other half of the order.
But doesn't Uber do this too?
Yeah, but Uber sucks at it.
They're what?
They suck at it.
Oh.
Yeah. It's called DoorDash, and it's just not good because there's nothing vested into it, where these guys have been trained. They have the hot box thing so everything comes hot, and he has probably 40 different restaurants on there that you can choose from. So in the AG, I can actually have something delivered from Slow. It's just a little bit more expensive. But, you know, it's the best way to get pizza because the pizza actually comes on time.
On the Stolberg Law KVC text line, Tom is a fan of Brooks Burgers and Pismo.
I am not.
I am not.
Nor am I.
Sorry, Tom.
Although, in fact, I've not had the burgers. I've only had the salads.
I have had the burgers. They weren't impressive. And I hated those curly fries. They don't get crispy.
But they own their own ranch, according to
Tom. I know.
They have all the right stuff, except for service is not good and the food is worse.
I don't go to the place across the street from Brooks either.
Oh, the Huckleberries?
Yeah.
Me neither.
I went there once.
Yeah.
I was just looking. I'd heard about it. We went. It was like dark.
It's like a Disney ride.
It was so dark.
Oh, I hate that.
They do that so you can't see how crappy the food is.
Yeah, that's why I hate it. You can't see the food.
I refer all attorneys to Terry Banks. We'll be back for a final segment. We're live. We're local. This is the Dave Congleton Show.
You're nobody till some. Nobody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares.
Glad to have you with us in Hometown Radio, ABC Radio News at the top of the hour. We're in our final segment with our restaurant critics, Terry Bayes. She's the host of Taste Buds on TV. Kathy Marks Hardesty writes for the Santa Maria Times. You can also find her on Facebook at Central Coast Critic. If you want in on this conversation, we would need to hear from you now, please. 805-543-8830 or 800-549-5832. This is restaurant month, so our critics are urging you to get out and try new restaurants.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's so many great new ones.
Yeah.
So
and don't go on Yelp to find out the best one to go to. Go on her blog or my blog.
Yeah, really. You know, I definitely love Ada's. I don't love everything across the board, but his Manila clam steamers are really wonderful. That lobster roll, I can't resist. I have to have it almost every time.
I know. And the I really, really, really like his scallops, but the sand dabs are to die for.
I had the scallops. They were quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything there is good.
All right. Oh. Back at the phones we go. We got Templeton, Rick in Templeton. Hey, Rick.
Hi there. How's everybody doing?
We're good.
Good.
Good, good. Hey, you know, the man was called in about the place at 1215 Spring Street in Paso Robles?
Yes, the French place.
Well, yeah, I got kind of a story. I walk by there a lot. There's a couple of antique stores that I go to. But anyway, I noticed that they got two big doors that open up. They got two different, their door handles are different. They're meat cleavers that are mounted onto each door for a handle to open the door.
Is that a good sign?
I don't know. It's true. For a French restaurant.
They're very unique, to say the least. But anyway, me being the overgrown kid that I am, I got thinking, well, I wonder if they dulled the blade, you know, just in case, you know, so somebody doesn't get cut. So me, without my glasses, I'm walking by there, and I stuck my finger in this little, you know, crevice, you know, by the blade, and it's still sharp, and I almost cut my finger like a fool.
Well, I call.
I just wanted to let you know it's got some very unique door.
Call hometown attorney Jeff Stolberg. Sounds like a lawsuit to me. Thank you, Rick, for calling. Anybody else? 805-543-8830. 800-549-5832.
You know, one thing I'd like to recommend, happy hour on weekends at Giuseppe's. It's not just about drinks. It's about food, too. And he has a little menu of $5 items, sandwiches.
Oh, I didn't know that.
A good pizza. Yeah, it was excellent.
Both locations?
No, just in Pismo. And it's only on Saturday and Sunday from noon to 2.
More restaurants seem to be pushing their drinks.
Yeah.
Well, it's a higher profit center.
Wait, you know, Joe makes a really nice, fine wines. You know?
Yeah, but I'm just talking about restaurants in general.
Yeah.
I'm seeing more. I like the article in the Tribune about this new place. There was a whole thing about all the drinks they're going to offer.
Yeah, cocktails are a big thing now. Even winemakers order them.
What about the place that went into Thomas Hill between Hotel Slow and Giuseppe's?
Mestiz?
Oh, that's owned by Custom House.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's expensive tacos.
Yeah. And since I don't love Custom House, I wasn't real attracted to go run over and try it.
And to me, tacos should come off a taco truck and be $2 each.
And when you told me about Ox and Anchor, I went over the next day and I was so happy.
Man, I went there before you?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, I wow. know. You were a wow. trendsetter this
I know. I think Kathy's having a good influence on you.
Well, we just wanted to go try it. And normally our inclination would be go to Cafe Roma or Giuseppe's. Mm-hmm. But it's like, well, let's try something different. And you could get a reservation.
Right.
And fewer restaurants seem to be offering a reservation.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sit around for an hour waiting to get in somewhere. Yeah.
You know, if you want a quick lunch and slow, Leonard Cohen at Chipino has a really excellent thing where he has the seafood market. And you can sit at the bar and get a glass of wine and some snacks.
Now, what happened to the lunch at his Mexican place? Is that still going?
No.
That I don't know.
I got the impression he stopped.
Yeah. The restaurant opens at 4.
All right.
But those are good tacos.
I think the food there is quite good.
Yeah, it is good. Mm. But it's kind of hard to pay that much when you get $2 for taco truck.
Again, send your lawyers your Terry Bass. What about the Peruvian place in the Caribbean?
Mistura.
I love Mistura so much. I think Chef Nicole is one of the...
I haven't been there since he opened.
See, that's why I want...
What? Shame on you. Oh, my goodness.
And at Superbration, he had a winning suit.
He won, yeah. He totally did.
He was really good.
He's so good.
And so did the chef from Thomas Hiller Guinness.
Oh, my God. He makes this chestnut soup. I've never tasted anything like it. So it's roasted chestnuts, and it's more like a puree than a soup. It's really thick. And then he covers it with like a sour cream fraiche and then pomegranates. So in each bite, you get one pomegranate and this chestnut umami. I've never tasted anything like that. It blew my mind.
But the Peruvian place in the creamery is good.
It's so good. And if you give him 24 hours notice, he'll make you a guinea pig.
Wow.
I don't think I want it.
Oh, it's so good. But so he has like truly Peruvian food. So if you're an adventurous eater or if you're not, there's something for everybody in there because the Peruvian has everything from seafood like sushi like. But my favorite things are these little they're potato casitas. And so it's mashed potatoes, three different kinds, a purple one, a yellow one and a white one. And then they're cold and they have a piece of fish on the top and a sauce on them. And it is so good.
Our thanks as always to Terry Bass and Kathy Marks Hardesty. Kathy, a final thought?
Yeah, you have 2 weeks left to get out for restaurant months and these are the best deals around.
Where are you having dinner tonight?
I'm not having dinner tonight, but I want to get back over to Ox and Anchor real soon.
Terry?
I'm going to Vispera tonight. And yes, try it restaurant month. It's a perfect time to go out and try things and, you know, start to be an adventurous eater.
All right, ladies, thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Off we go. News, traffic, weather. Richard Schmidt is in the house. I'd stick around.